do it that way.
Yeah, and you smiled into her. Okay.
You don't have to smile.
No, but you like, welcome to Sleep Dog.
But you don't do that anyway.
Welcome to Sleep Talk, here with me, Sid Amin, from Romantica Beds. I'm here today with Emma Leah Golding.
Hi.
Who's a renowned actress and voiceover artist here in the UK.
I think so.
Yes. You don't think you're renowned?
Who knows? Who knows what that word means?
In Romantica Beds, you definitely are renowned.
Oh,
right.
Thank you. I'll
after,
take that.
After the video that we did together, what, 5 years ago now? Yeah, it had quite a lot of interest on YouTube and everywhere else. And it was our first kind of venture into any videography.
Was it really?
Yeah, that was the first one that we'd ever done.
Oh, wow. You wouldn't
know. Yeah, so you're one of the founders, in a sense.
Wow.
Of our social media platforms. And yeah, it started with that.
It was really fun. I enjoyed it a lot.
It was crazy. It was absolutely crazy.
It was very silly.
Yes.
But I think that was the beauty of it.
Yeah, we got a good message across, didn't we?
Yeah.
Before going into how important sleep is, just talk a little bit about you and, you know, what you do.
Well, yeah, I'm an actor, a voiceover artist, do a little bit of directing as well. Every day is different, which is exciting and can be a bit scary sometimes, and it can be a bit stressful. You know, I could be in London one day, I could be doing some work from home, I could be on a podcast with you. You know, every day is different. So you've got to be on your toes.
So you've been in quite a few of the things that we know as a public. Emmerdale.
Yes.
Coronation Street.
Yeah. And I did something recently called Hapless on Amazon Prime, which was filmed down in London, and that was really good fun.
You enjoyed it?
I really, really enjoyed it.
And that's on Amazon Prime, guys. Yeah, our place it's called.
Thanks.
All right, that's okay. that's really good. But give us a little bit of an idea, as you just told me that there is no routine, but,
Not really.
A little bit of how your life revolves, you know, evolves every day.
Yeah, I mean, if I look at my diary, it is totally changeable. I have, like, in-betweeny acting jobs, which everybody does, are probably the most consistent that I do. One of the jobs I do is over in Immingham, and it's more of like a role play job, which is great. Obviously, Immingham's quite far from where I live in Leeds, so I'm getting up at 5:45 to get there, because you've got to be, it's quite an early start. That's probably the most regular job that I have over there, and then the rest of it, honestly, every day is different.
So if you start at 5, get up at 5:45.
Yeah, I'm in the car by 6:15.
What time do you go to bed?
Oh, for that job, I'm probably in bed by about 10 the night before.
And how long does it take to get to sleep?
Oh, that's a really good question. If I've got that job the next day, sometimes it takes me ages.
Because you've got that job and you're thinking about the fact that you need to go to sleep.
Yeah. So I am that person as well who will lie there and I'll be like, I should be asleep. I should be asleep. Why am I not asleep?
Yeah.
And then when I first started that job, because it was quite, there's quite a lot to learn for it, I was probably counting every hour. That was quite difficult.
That's what normally happens. And some of the things that, you know, we talk about, because when you have that added stress of thinking that you need to get up, you're already awake thinking, I need to get up, so I can't go to sleep, and you carry on.
Yeah.
And that's where sleep habits, do you have any kind of sleeping habits, things that you do before you go to bed?
Yeah, I probably do, actually. I have this face washing ritual that I really enjoy.
Whose face do you wash?
I'm washing my own.
All right, okay.
I am washing my own face. I don't wash anybody else's. No, I really enjoy the unwind bit before I go to sleep, because I do have quite a frantic brain. There's a lot going on in there. So to kind of quieten it down, I will potter about in the bathroom. I will take time washing my face. Like, if I've got makeup on, I'll take time taking that off. And I find it calms me down. White noise as well. We always play white noise.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
And that works.
I used to have to sleep in silence. When I was a kid, I needed silence.
Yeah.
But then we live in a terrace house, so we can hear the neighbours quite a lot.
Oh, okay.
So the white noise kind of drowns out all the other noises. Otherwise, I'm really distracted.
I bet it's painful for whoever doesn't fall asleep.
We both love white noise.
Oh,
me
wow.
and my partner. It's actually very convenient.
That is one tip that a lot of sleep experts give, you know. So you've got a ritual that kind of takes you away from everything, and then yeah, and take it from there.
And actually, I've found now that if I don't play the white noise, I find it harder to fall asleep, which is totally reverse from when I was a kid. So I could be away, and I'll find it on my phone and play it, and I do fall asleep a lot quicker.
Yeah, my son's a bit like that with white noise. So you know the fan, you know when it's really hot and he's got the fan on, and then that stays on even though the weather changes. It stays on because he gets so used to
the noise.
So he just keeps it on all the time.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even though we've got really nice beds. We still need white noise.
But you know the funny thing is, for me, I don't know about you, but it's kind of regardless of the bed, whether I can fall asleep or not. It's what's going on in my brain or... Well, sometimes, obviously, when you've got a rubbish mattress, it's not great. But there's something for me about what's going on in my head.
Okay.
Than what my body's feeling.
Are you a deep sleeper then? Do you fall asleep?
No.
Okay.
I'm not a deep sleeper. A noise at the drop of a hat, an owl.
Yeah, I'm like that. That's what I do. I wake up and then I start thinking about what's happening in Tanzania today. What's that? Yeah. What's that elephant doing?
What I read on the news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. Just something random just comes into your head and then it just stays there and you just keep going over it and trying to work it out before you go to bed.
Yeah.
Or try to sleep, and then the next thing you know, it's 4:30.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah. Exercise? Do you do any exercise?
Yeah, so I do a lot of martial arts.
Oh, okay. Which one?
Well, I've been doing martial arts since I was really small. When I was about 7, I started in Taekwondo, and I worked my way up to black belt with that. And then I didn't do anything with that for a really long time. Mm-hmm. And then maybe about 3 years ago, I got back into, it's not MMA, but like a mixed program of martial arts. So JKD, like a lot of Filipino martial arts, so playing with like weapons and things like that.
Okay.
Like sticks and
kendo. No, that's Japanese, isn't it?
Panatuken, Kali, different programs, but it's amazing. And it's actually really transferable into my own industry as well, because a lot of really cool films use all of these martial arts.
Brilliant.
Yeah. That's what I really like to do. Which and people look at me and go, oh, do you?
You wouldn't expect it, but at the end of the day, it's whatever. You've been doing it for that long. I bet you're really good at it as well, then.
The newer stuff I'm kind of learning and getting to grips with, but I suppose I did get quite good at Taekwondo when I was younger.
But... Brilliant. I think I got to yellow belt and that was it.
In which one?
I can't remember. It was Gokkan Ryu, I think it was.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
So
that
was, you know, but then I stopped.
You've got to find the right one, I think. Yeah. You've got to find the right type, because I had cousins who did judo and aikido and all sorts of things, and they didn't get on with it, so they just stopped.
Okay, moving on back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
How important is sleep for you before you have something major shooting the next day? How much of a difference does it make if you don't have a good night's sleep?
A huge amount, because I think it affects my memory.
Okay.
So obviously with what I do, I've got to learn a lot of lines. Especially when I'm tired, I don't concentrate as well, which is sort of a bit of a disaster if I'm not concentrating, because my mind is out the window and then the lines go out my head. So I need a lot of sleep. I think as a person, I need a lot of sleep regardless of my profession, but it really does help.
Yeah.
If I've got a good night's sleep the night before, if I'm really well rested, I can concentrate so much easier, which then I generally, touch wood, don't forget. Mm-hmm. What I'm doing. But yeah, no, there's been quite scary moments where
I've gone,
oh God, just being on stage and completely blanking. And I really pride myself on having a good memory, but as soon as I have a lapse in concentration, I could be anywhere. I was once on stage, it was a really, really long time ago, and thank goodness it hasn't happened since, but I remember I couldn't tell you my own name, never mind where I was, what was going on. I don't know what happened.
How many days had you not slept for?
How many days?
If you couldn't remember your name.
There's some things, I just disappeared for a second, and I remember I had the cue that could have helped me out of where I was in my hand. And I just...
And you... I just
wasn't there. That's like that concentration thing, so I really have to have like a good amount of sleep.
So what's a good amount of sleep for you then?
I probably need about 9-10 hours.
9-10 hours, wow.
Mm, yeah, I need a lot of sleep.
You need a lot of sleep, you need a good mattress then.
Yeah,
we do need. Hopefully we can help with that.
That would be nice.
How long have you had your bed mattress?
Quite a long time. I would say probably about 6 years, maybe.
Okay.
Is that a long time?
Normally, I mean, the Sleep Council, they recommend changing mattress after 7 years.
Okay.
All dependent on the bed frame and so on, and how you looked after it and so on. But 7 years is normally industry standard.
Okay.
So probably timed it well for coming to this
Thanks
podcast.
Thanks for having me on when I needed a new mattress.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. So, Emma, you did say about how your brain's always active.
Mm-hmm.
Do you use your phone in bed, or do you put it away, or, you know, what's your routine with regards to phones and TVs?
So we do have a TV in our room.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Phone, it can be a bit funny because, you know, sometimes I've got to reply to things quite late or things like that. So I'm trying to be better at putting my phone away half an hour before I go to bed. And I one time was charging my phone outside of my bedroom just to make sure I couldn't get to it, because I am a bit trigger happy sometimes.
Yeah,
I can be like, oh, I've just picked it up, I'm on it now. I kind of fluctuate, but I know that I probably shouldn't be looking at my phone before I go to bed, especially that the bright light.
So have you tried, the blue eye reduction glasses?
Yes, because I used to get headaches a lot when I was working on my laptop.
Okay.
So I have tried those, mm-hmm. and I do think they help.
I've tried them as well.
Have you?
Yeah.
Did you find it made a difference?
It does make a difference. But then when I used to use them, I don't use them as much now, but when I did, I used to start using them around about 8 o'clock, even when you're watching TV, so you're already doing it, right? So put them on beforehand, before you go to bed.
That's a good idea.
And then, you know, when you go to bed, yeah, you're on your phone, but they've already adjusted.
That's a really good idea. I never thought
about
that.
So that works better.
I only
and
use them for computers.
It switches you off a little bit. No, use it for your TV as well, and your phone.
Yes. Well, it's the same thing really, isn't it? They're all screens.
Yeah, exactly. That does help.
Well, maybe I'll try that. I think because I don't need to wear glasses like in my everyday, I forget to put them on sometimes, but I do notice a difference when I haven't worn them, especially for a lot of screen time.
Yeah, they've got nice looking ones now as well. That makes a big difference. Yeah, whereas before they used to be like all weird yellowy things.
They were yellow, weren't they?
Right, but now that they're actually
they look like normal
glasses.
Smart.
Yeah, they look smart. So they're okay now, so it's good.
Oh, that's good. I will try that. But I really should just not be on my phone before I go to bed, because it just stimulates my brain, and then that's it.
Exactly. Then it's already thinking about stuff, then, isn't it? Before you go into bed.
Yeah.
And are you with your partner? Are you affected if your partner moves?
Yeah.
Right, and everything. Does that affect your sleep?
Yeah. So we used to have a double bed and it wasn't big enough.
Yeah.
So now we've got a king size bed. I could probably go bigger, to be honest. I think I need like a fort around me when I'm sleeping. I really like my own space.
You know, we actually do mattresses where you have two separate springs.
Do you?
Right. So you could have two next to each other and they work independently. You can also have the ones that are actually two separate spring units that are together, but there's still one mattress.
But you feel like you're on two separate
and
beds.
And then, if you prefer a softer bed...
Yeah, I think I do.
Yeah, and your partner prefers firmer.
Mm-hmm.
The tensions are different in the two sides, so you'd be happy.
That sounds amazing. Bed. Because, I think we have quite different tastes when it comes to mattresses.
Mm-hmm.
But I need the width as well. Like, I can't...
Yeah, we do Super King as well.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah, so that's 6 foot wide.
Oh, I need a bigger bed frame, but I could go with that.
Need a bigger boat.
I need a bigger room.
So there are options.
Okay.
So these are all little things that would probably make a difference, but it does start with your routine and then what you're sleeping on. I think people don't necessarily think about how important a mattress is, and the reason being because if you think about it, like you said, 8 to 10 hours, is there anywhere else that you spend 8 to 10 hours?
No.
Right.
Mm-mm.
You're on your mattress more than anything else.
Yeah.
Or you're in your shoes, so we need to like kind of think about that, and then hopefully then you remember your lines.
That would be nice. That'd be really helpful. Yeah, I never thought about it that way before, actually. But yeah, there isn't anywhere else that I spend
that much time.
9 hours a day in one position. Well, I'm not in one position. I'm a proper roller. I'm quite fidgety.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that, again, if you're fidgety, if you're comfortable, you're not going to move about.
Mm-hmm.
Then you probably get to sleep sooner, right? Or on the left-hand side, some people. Do you sleep on the side? Or,
I do sleep on my left-hand side quite a lot of the time. Yeah.
Okay, have you tried the right-hand side?
Yeah, and I end up back on the left.
Okay.
Or then I'll try on my back. I'm a bit of a roller.
Yeah, so that might be something that we can look at when we talk about, we'll go through it all with you and your partner, and then we can decide what kind of a mattress.
So you can test them as well.
You can test them. You can come to the showroom and have a look.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks.
So do you think it's been good to have this chat? I've enjoyed it.
I've learned a lot. Yeah, I think so. It's been great. Thank you for having me.
Is there anything you want to ask me?
What is the normal amount of sleep that a person should be getting?
6 to 8 hours, I would say.
So am I having too many hours sleep?
Maybe you're just rolling about in bed. Right, maybe you're not sleeping enough, right? Yeah. But it's just the time, isn't it?
I think that's probably true, actually, because just because I'm in bed at 10:30 does not mean I'm asleep.
No.
And I'm pretty certain I'm waking up in the night as well.
Yeah, you need that better sleep.
Better quality. Yeah, better sleep. I track it on my watch, actually.
Okay.
And when I look at the app the next day, the level of sleep is always really bad. The length, good.
Yes.
But the depth is always red.
Yeah, we'll try and help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been lovely talking to you today.
Thanks. It's been nice to see you again.
And yeah, it's been nice to see you 5 years down the line.
5 years later, and you look no different.
My hairstyle's changed.
I think mine's exactly the same. Yeah, I don't think it's changed at all.
So is mine.
Oh, it's good to see you.
And good to see you too. And thanks.
Thanks for having me. Oh, sleep talk.
Is it called sleep talk or sleep matters?
I think sleep does matter.
Yeah. Of course it does. So, yeah, that shows you
whatever
how long it's
called,
been.
We're going to have a great time. I just love a cloth before. Anybody else want to have a go?
That's great.
Sid and Emma, season one.
What can I do with it?
Chuck it up if you want.
Oh, yeah. No. Nutter.
Is this blooper reels?
Yeah.